At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Who in this room do you think is the least stable person? Okay, Erica, not making eye contact with anybody.
I'm concerned because last night we were watching a show and we were watching Quarterback on Netflix.
Okay.
And Joe Burrow was having a bit of a minor meltdown.
Okay.
And my fiance started laughing and I said, are you laughing? Because that reminds you of me.
There we go.
And he said, no.
He did the no eye contact thing. Yeah. Who said that?
If you add Erica in the pool for least stable, you're a winner. We want to talk about meltdown moments. It's those times when you had a nutty.
That could mean something else.
No, it's like you just over, like the reason we were thinking about it is this firefighter was at like this collegiate baseball game. First off, if you go to a collegiate baseball game and you park your car in the parking lot, there's a chance your car is going to get hit.
At any baseball game, I would argue.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what the pros, they don't get it out of the park very often, do they?
Have you ever seen the park in San Francisco where that goes into the ocean? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You can park it into the bay there. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Like, I don't know. So somebody dings one and it hits his car. He happens to be a volunteer, maybe not even volunteer. He's an actual firefighter. He's off duty. He goes and hooks up a fire hose.
Who just has that handy?
A firefighter.
In his own car?
I guess. Hooked it up, forced a rain out with the fire hose, just sprayed the field to the point where they had to quit playing at the moment. He saturated the field so much they had to cancel the game. That right there, my friends, is a meltdown moment.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you seem proud of it?
It's so far out of the line. Like, at no point did he stop and go, maybe I'm in the wrong. Maybe I'm overreacting. But that's what it's all about, is you lose that.
Once you're in that cycle, did you see this happens all the time, and there was yet another meltdown dude on a plane.
Oh, there always are.
The newest one was a guy who just wanted a charger. He needed a phone charger. You got to see it. He's like, I'm doing a feature on somebody's, Kodak Black is doing a feature on, like, he was just doing all these, you don't know who I am, and like whatever, and just haven't had the biggest meltdown over nobody on the plane just handing him a phone charger.
What on
and
earth?
They turned the plane around, obviously, and booted his ass off.
Oh my God.
I am surprised that, because I feel like every day there's a new meltdown on a plane.
What is going on?
I haven't been on a plane. I kind of want to. I want to see.
Would you be a filmer?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Erin would be a filmer, poster. She would make money from it.
I would be like on the ground getting the best angle in front of them.
And then she'd probably get involved because the person would be like, stop filming me, you know?
That would be her.
I had a meltdown very recently, and it was something that I swore I thought I would never, ever do because I've seen enough buddies do it, and it never ends up well. It was here. And it was at the station, and I was running very late, and it was critical that I get up here to do something. It was critical. And
everybody, the people in the room know what happened. Okay. So yeah.
So the elevators aren't working, but I don't realize that because they're kind of working. You're pressing the button and they're opening, and then you're getting in and I'm hitting 11 and it's just not going. And then the door's opening again. So I'm getting out. I'm trying another one. It's unclear to me. I can't figure out. They appear to be working, you know, but they're not going anywhere. And finally, when I got so frustrated that I punched a wall.
No, you didn't.
I punched a wall.
You did?
Yeah. And it was something because I've seen friends like in basketball.
Did you put a hole?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
For legal purposes, no.
I'm not going to say where it was in case there's a mark. We'll just leave it that way. Because I've seen friends, like, we lose a basketball game, punch the hand dryer in the locker room. Now their hand's broken. Now they're out for the season. It's like, it's such a
stupid move.
And it was the first time it happened before I even realized. It was like a true meltdown. Before I even realized what I was doing, I'm like, you just punched the wall. What are you doing?
Did you screw your hand up?
I secretly put an ice pack on it when I got home.
Oh my god.
Is this your first time admitting it to anyone?
Yes. To anyone.
Oh my gosh.
Buddy.
It was pretty bad, yeah.
I'm sorry you had to take the stairs.
But just one time though. You didn't like repeatedly, you didn't lose it.
No, just one time. It hurt pretty bad. Yeah. I don't recommend it.
So if you've lost your bananas, if you've had a meltdown moment, we want you to confess your story as well. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
I was a
there it is.
Meltdown kind of kid. I would cry myself to sleep in the middle of the dining room floor.
Because they asked you to eat broccoli?
No, it wasn't that. It was usually like my siblings did something mean or I wasn't included or I also am known and my best friend who lives here in Longmont, her mom, every time I see her, brings this up. I would have meltdowns every single time my mom came to pick me up from play dates. You would think I hated everyone in my home and that I just
didn't want to leave their house.
Oh my gosh.
I think it was FOMO. I had so much fun with my friends. I maybe liked not being a youngest child of four.
Yeah.
And my mom would sit there and talk with the parents and tell them, oh, she'll wear herself out.
So she just had to sit there and be calm while you're literally like, on the floor.
And I was too old. Like, I wasn't 16, but I bet this went on until I was like...
far too old to be
like
doing
10
it.
10 or 11.
It's time to leave the prom, Erica.
No!
Oh my God,
I'm doomed
really?
Someday when I have a kid. I'm for sure getting payback.
For sure it's going to happen to
I'm
you.
Getting payback.
But, like, can I just ask? Because I'm not a meltdown guy.
Okay. Well, I'm not really anymore.
But, like, when you're in the throes of it, is there a point where you go, this is dumb, but now I'm just committed?
I don't really remember when I was a kid. I think you just are.
You just keep going until you fall asleep?
No, not when I was like 11. I wasn't doing it until I fell asleep. But I think that like when you're young, you don't know where to place your feelings. So you just kind of meltdown them out.
Mm. You've never had like a parenting meltdown of the room so messy for the last time that you get the bucket and you start. Or the basket, you start putting stuff in it, and you're like, I don't care. And they're like, I need that for school. And you're like, I don't care. It's all gone. It's all gone. Gosh. You know?
Not like
never
that.
Had
no.
That.
So real. My mom would definitely hit a point.
Something
with me.
Snaps.
And then how do you stop? How do you?
you don't. You empty
and
the
then
house.
And you commit to it.
Then you
like
move.
You're just.
I don't know.
It just like, you just snap out of it eventually.
Yeah.
I still get like.
Are you going to have one on the show at some point, do you think?
No. I'm like.
Oh God, she is.
Hot-headed isn't the word, but like if you push the wrong button the right way, like I'll snap. But I don't think with you guys.
Okay,
I laugh too much here.
You're listening to the ticking time bomb show. All right. Well, if you've had a meltdown moment, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're talking about your meltdown moment when you just lost it. And we've decided that it's going to be Erica who has the next meltdown moment. Mm-hmm. I forgot to mention.
Oh, no, sorry.
Wait, T-Hex the one who had one in the studio.
Do you guys remember the person?
In the building? I didn't say where it was. Because there's marks all over this building. Who knows who punched those walls?
The person who Erica replaced, if you will recall, had somebody parked behind them at a Rockies game in a parking lot. Just kind of
like
parked their car.
Double parked them?
Like kind of like, yeah. So he got in his car.
No.
And
no,
crashed
no.
into their car repeatedly till he could get his car out.
I kind of get it.
You know what? Valid.
You know what? Stand on business.
Joey.
Yay.
Yay. Meltdown moment. What's yours?
So it wasn't against somebody else. It was against myself. I was late for work and I had a panic attack and I was so pissed off that I had a panic attack that I threw myself into a kind of nervous breakdown and I parked on the 70 and had to get the paramedics and the police.
You had to get what?
Stop the traffic. Oh, I'm sorry. I was so angry at myself that I parked on the 70 and I needed the paramedics and the police to get me off the freeway.
Mm. Oh, what?
You just parked in the middle of the road, not even on the side. You just parked right there?
Yeah, that makes lane three.
Yeah.
But traffic. Also, I get it. No, I mean, I've never parked on a freeway, but like anxiety attacks will literally send you into another orbit.
And then it's probably not safe to drive anyways.
Right.
Yeah, but can't you just...
Yeah, just throw it in the park. Yeah.
It's not safe to park.
Thanks for the comment.
I'm sorry.
Lily? Lily?
Yes,
Chrissy. Yeah, it was me. What's your meltdown moment?
Definitely helping and assisting a kindergarten classroom. Noticing that I am weaker than 20 kindergarteners was my biggest meltdown.
Oh, no.
What happened?
It's chaotic. It drains a lot of your battery. And socially, when friends want to go out on Fridays, your answer is always no.
Oh, my gosh. When I first started in radio, like actually talking, I could not go anywhere on Fridays.
Yeah, it's rough.
Yeah, I get it. But it's like working with kindergartners.
We're right here. We can
Sorry.
Hear. Jason.
Yeah.
Yeah. Meltdown moment. What happened to you?
So I was driving my brand new car and somebody threw, I got in front of them and went around them or something like that. And somebody threw change at my car, the guy that I went around. So I lost my shit when we got to the stoplight and my wife's holding my shirt. And I get out of my car. I go up to his window and I reach in, grab his throat, squeeze it as hard as I could. He rolled up his window on my arm and smashed my arm in his window, almost broke my arm. I ended up pulling it out somehow. And then my wife was on the phone with the cops and so was his girlfriend. And so the cops found us and eventually, like, they told me that if this dude wants to press charges, because I told them I didn't strangle him, and they said, well, he has marks on his neck. And I said, well, whatever. Look over my car. So they went and found the change in the road, and they verified my story. So they said, if you guys, neither of you want to press charges, we're going to let you go. Otherwise, you're going to go to jail for trying to squeeze his neck or whatever. So I ended up, the dude didn't want to press charges. I didn't want to press charges. I was in trouble at that point. I knew it. My arm is all bruised and swollen and stuff.
Are windows that powerful?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good to know.
BMW window is, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. All right, Jason.
Jason, I hope you have a peaceful day.
Yes, we're going to calmly let you go on your way.
And I'm sorry about throwing the change. But no!
Sierra?
Yay.
Meltdown moment.
Okay, so I was at McDonald's once and, you know, just minding my business. And there was this mom there with her kids. Well, apparently she had some green fries. You know, like, I guess they were still not ready to be cooked, but they were whatever.
Green fries?
I've never seen that. Yeah.
Actually green?
You know, like, just like the one of the ends or
like
just
when
like a
potato's
little.
Potato's green.
Yeah.
Mm.
This has never happened to me.
I never look at them.
You don't
They're
have time.
Just in my mouth. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. So she had some green fries.
Yeah, I was noticeably upset. And so she went to the manager and asked for a full refund, but like not just for hers, but for her kids too.
Yep.
And he was like, no, just your food because theirs was fine. They ate it all. And this woman threw the biggest fit I've ever seen in my entire life.
In the McDonald's. Like, because you think if you have your meltdown right there, they're going to give in.
Do you? Right? Or are you just mad about something else?
Right?
It could be both. Yeah,
right.
Did she throw things? Did she wreak havoc? Was she removed from the premises?
Oh, yeah. It was throwing things, like poured her drink on the ground, like trying to knock things off the counter. And I'm like, your kids are right there. What are you doing?
And what are you achieving with pouring your own drink on the ground, girl?
Right. Three refills.
Right.
You can
that's
go back.
True.
You no go back right back up there.
You
not
need
if
a time
you get kicked out.
Yeah.
It was so ridiculous.
Did they remove her forcibly though? Did the police come?
Yeah, I did get to that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's my favorite.
I've never seen all my time in fast food, I've never actually seen cops come. I'm jealous.
Oh, thank you for the call, Sierra. Dana?
Yay.
Meltdown moment. What happened?
Oh my gosh. So last Christmas for
for my office. Basically, we all put in like $20 for like a Secret Santa type white elephant. And basically, this guy who will remain nameless totally threw a fit because he got a joke gift, which kind of sucks for him because it was a whoopee cushion. Like, I got like a Dolly Parton commemorative like book where he got like a whoopee cushion, you know.
And was yours that much better?
I mean,
it is Dolly.
In Dolly you trust, but like,
yeah.
It is a book.
You read it once. The whoopee cushion, though, is like every day.
It's a gift that keeps on giving.
Thank you.
Hello.
No, it's one of those books you keep that has all the pictures and people look at it on your
coffee table. Oh, yeah. Love.
Okay.
Yeah. Never mind. I take it back.
So he melted down over his whoopee cushion in the workplace?
I bet he brought a gift that was like way more than $20.
Over the 20.
Yeah.
I'm sure he did because he threw such a fit. He got HR involved.
Oh no, that's embarrassing.
Yeah,
Grow up.
He sent out an email to everyone that was participated how it wasn't fair, and he actually did say how he went over the $20. Not like anyone ever asked him to.
Okay,
sounds like me as a child.
Yeah, exactly. And now HR is like, well, because of this, you can't do this again.
He killed Christmas.
Oh, no.
He did. He killed the holidays.
What a Grinch.
Totally. See,
I cannot work in HR because I would invite him in for a meeting and have the whoopee cushion on the seat.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.